91.3 The Edge. We got myself, Jackson Ammons. We've got Ethan Sellers in the studio. We've got Kelsey Atchison.
Hi, guys.
And Griffin Jarosinski.
Hey.
Hey, in case you guys didn't know, it's the 55th show of The Breaking Point. We're hyped.
High five.
It started back in August. We made it to here somehow.
Somehow
we're still on the air. We probably should have been kicked off 50 times by now.
At least. 55 times at that.
One for every week.
I like it.
We're kind of watching March Madness here in the studio. So if you're joining us, don't worry, okay? We will be keeping you updated. We all got that because I know March Madness is very important.
And I know you guys can't watch it in your cars.
Absolutely.
So
every once in a while when we go to a song break, we'll give you a score update. If something big happened, we'll be doing that. But at the same time, we're giving you a show. We are not intensely watching this. So if something happens and we miss it, it's not our fault.
Yeah.
But call in and tell us.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And we can tell everybody else.
Yeah. 844-4570. Just tell us, oh my gosh, Virginia just lost or whatever just happened. Actually, Virginia won earlier today. I got that one. I'm 4-0 right now.
I'm 4-4.
I'm 3-1.
I first want to say, because I told Ethan I would do this on air, I would like to roast Ethan for his final four.
Real quick, Ethan, really bad.
Ethan Sellers.
My final four is going to be the final four.
Guys, this is statistically super improbable.
You're wrong.
Because three out of his four teams in his final four are Indiana teams, which
is really unlikely.
Okay.
You ready? Here we go.
I'm ready. Okay, so Ethan Sellers, final four. Notre Dame, Butler, Purdue, and SMU. And I can only see one of those teams, SMU. No indie teams are getting to that final
four. No.
Who did you have winning?
Butler, all the way.
Yes. Okay, wow. Incorrect, wrong.
Butler versus Notre Dame in the championship.
No, there's no way.
Kelsey?
No way.
I would put money on the fact anything Kelsey says is more
Ethan
valid
Sellers
than what you're saying.
Ethan Sellers' final four is so wrong.
You know what?
That's my favorite
sound.
You know
what, guys? Just watch it happen. Watch it happen. And then next thing you know.
If I had to put money on one of your bets, I would go with Kelsey 100 times out of 100 because
SMU.
Kelsey knows way more about sports than you do. Okay,
Kelsey, who's your final four?
My final four, which bracket? I got a lot of different brackets.
That's what I'm saying.
Kelsey knows way more about sports than all of us combined.
It's my job here.
One of my friends used all 25 brackets he was eligible to make on.
I made six, but only four of them were just, I hit autofill, and it just gave me random picks just so I could see what happens.
That's just stupid.
That's no fun.
Because maybe by some miracle, I'll get a perfect bracket somehow.
That'd be awesome.
I got a perfect bracket off autofill. What's his name? Oh, he's given $1 billion or something.
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett owe me $1 billion off an autofill. Okay, we have a AP bracketologist.
He's an expert at it.
He's an expert. He's had 7 perfect brackets in a row.
And he's only 8 years old. He's had 7 perfect brackets and he's only 8 years old.
Wait, how does that work out? I'm like,
literally, he's a genius.
Let's just go with it. He's 8 years old. He's a genius. We have our March Madness master named Matthew.
Wow. March Madness Master Matthew.
March Madness Master Matthew. March Madness Master Matthew. March
no,
Madness
no,
Master
no,
Sorry.
No.
Hey guys, I'm Matthew.
March Madness Master Matthew. Jackson, I need an official ruling over here.
A large dog.
Just dog. It's just gonna be dog.
Barking dog. I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
Doggo for the win.
So Kelsey wins.
Kelsey wins 5-1.
Should we keep going? One more.
Let's keep going.
Is this all or nothing, or are we doing an all or nothing?
No!
Yes, all
no!
or nothing.
We got this. Name something that you eat that has the word French in front of it. Kelsey.
French fry.
How is that? Okay, how is that even a question? Everyone knows that.
Hey, there's French dressing, there's vanilla ice cream, and French bread.
But French fries is obviously what everybody's going to think of.
Yeah, wait, is French toast on there?
French
toast
is number 3. Oh, okay.
You're not better at raising your hand, Kelsey.
I'm better at raising my hand.
This is a serious debate, guys. Call in 844-4570 if I'm better at raising my hand than Kelsey is.
How would they know? It's the radio.
They can tell by my extremely credible voice,
guys.
Okay, we're done.
I sound like a very fast hand raiser, you know?
That's not.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Griffin has been eliminated from the tournament. Kelsey is moving on to
Score
the championship.
Update.
Oh, my goodness.
Score update before we go.
83-77, West Virginia over Bucknell with 20 seconds left. Florida 62-47 against East Tennessee, and 37-31 Middle Tennessee over Minnesota, and 22-17 Northwestern over Vanderbilt.
Beautiful, beautiful. We have a special guest coming on next. I don't know. Should we put her on the mic?
Not right now. We'll give her.
We'll wait.
Yeah.
So, in case you guys haven't noticed, I mean, we haven't done a newscast. It's not that we've cut it out into our system. We've kind of fired Griffin, to be honest.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone. So, adios.
You're fired.
We don't like him. That's just the bottom line.
Didn't work.
That did not work. No, he's not fired, but we have a special guest in today. Maggie Paul from Purdue University. Hey, Maggie. So, she's going to be doing our news report. She didn't even know that until we got in, so that's always fun.
Griffin wrote it for me. So.
Griffin wrote it, too, so if it's bad, you got to blame him.
Yeah, blame Griffin.
I mean, obviously, if Maggie wrote it, it would have been, like, so, like...
Yeah.
It would have been, like, sparkling. That's how good it was.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Emily Patton's also in the studio. What's up, Emily?
Not much. How are you?
Oh, you know, just living life, doing a show.
Good.
While watching March Madness simultaneously. I mean, we're fine. It's not, we're not breaking any rules, right?
No,
we're fine.
No, we're fine. What up, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Ethan Sellers, and alongside me, I got Emily Patton, Maggie Paul, and Jackson Evans.
You know they can't respond when you say what's up, right?
Well, I'm just saying, like, what up?
What's up, guys?
Like, what up?
It's casual, it's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Casual Thursdays, don't you know?
That's not, no.
Casual Thursdays?
Yeah.
Traditional Thursday?
Traditional Thursday. Like,
I don't know.
I feel like that would maybe be Tuesday, actually. Traditional Tuesday?
Yeah, throwback TBT. Thursday?
Traditional. Oh, I see what you did there.
I didn't do anything.
Because, like, throwback is traditional.
Throwback Thursday.
That's true. That's actually a real thing. See? That's a TBT.
Dang. See?
Dang. We're smart
Flashback
here.
Friday.
Hey.
No.
Throwback Thursday. I'm here.
TBT'd
to last year.
Ethan's gone.
Ethan is amazed.
That's awesome.
Ethan's gone.
I did a news report. That's a throwback.
Okay, you ready? We have this game. It's called Correct or Counterfeit. We've made it up all by ourselves.
Score update.
You're right.
Wow, Jackson.
Right.
Wow. 59-44 Middle Tennessee over Minnesota, and 34-27 Northwestern over Vanderbilt.
Are there only two games right now?
Yeah, and I don't understand. You're upset.
You guys gonna watch Purdue?
Absolutely.
Tonight.
7:27 on the dot.
Yeah. 27 haunts me.
Nice.
Like, literally, you've just said it like three times in the past like 5 minutes. That number
That's
literally
her favorite
follows
number.
Me everywhere I go.
27?
It's not my favorite. It haunts
Bruno's
me.
Bruno's Girl 27.
My first Instagram name was Bruno's Girl 27.
That was when I first met Emily in middle school.
Pirates wore eye patches so they could see better in the dark. Correct or counterfeit?
Counterfeit, I feel like.
Counterfeit.
Yeah, sure?
I think counterfeit. That doesn't make any sense. Let's think about the science here.
The science is very important.
Because all they had...
Use your botany.
I've watched all four Pirates of the Caribbean since I've been at school because I get really bored.
Same.
So they only had, like, candlelight. So if you cover one eye up...
Just for the audience out there, she's covering her eye right now.
If you cover one eye up, how does that help you?
Here, hold on.
Are you turning off the lights?
Ethan's turning off the lights.
There's lights in the hallways. This doesn't work.
Then look into the corner where there are no lights.
I feel like that wouldn't help.
I feel like it's not helping
this
me at all.
This looks so creepy right now. I've never done a show in the dark.
The show in the dark.
Should do it for Halloween next.
That could be like a show title.
We should.
The show in the dark.
You and your new co-host should do Halloween.
Stop. That's so sad.
Ooh,
Jackson, you're still a baby. Don't say
I'm
you're
not a
new.
I should have a baby face. Stop.
No, wait.
Okay.
Neither of you are allowed to graduate.
Correct or counterfeit?
I think I'm gonna say counterfeit. Do you agree?
Sure. Counterfeit.
It's correct.
I knew it would be correct.
Oh, my gosh.
But it makes no sense.
Okay, for... let's see.
We just need to go with what doesn't seem right.
Can we go all or nothing for this one?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Last one, okay?
All or nothing?
Last one. I'm really hoping this one is also counterfeit. For every human on Earth, there are 1.6 million ants.
What?
Emily, think back to that ant podcast.
That's got to be correct, right?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want it to be correct, but I feel like it is.
Okay, is that your final answer?
What do you think?
I'm going with
So that means that there's... Okay, let's do the math real quick. Because there's 7 billion.
1.6 million?
Yes.
Sorry, million? I didn't speak
English. So that there's a lot of ants.
A lot.
What do you think?
Okay, 1 point.
Correct. Let's say correct.
Correct is correct.
We won! Oh my gosh.
Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of The Breaking Point. Week 55. Mm-hmm. Quick score update before they go.
67-58 Middle Tennessee over Minnesota and 49-34 Northwestern over Vanderbilt.
Beautiful. I want to say thank you to Maggie Paul for coming
on the show.
Thank you so much.
It is still dark in here. This is awesome.
Yeah, this really is spooky. Really
here is Battle Lines by Hello Sequence on the Edge.